Okay, welcome back to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Rainbow.
And we are talking about peacetime at Christmas. Now, Christmas is often considered a time of peace, of course. It's about, you know, seeing your friends and telling people you love them and kind of just being happy with the people in your life. And you know what? This even happens during war.
Right, so in the First World War, which is World War I, the soldiers thought that the war would be over really soon, and they just wanted to pause to celebrate Christmas.
That's right. So at Christmas time, on December 24th and 25th, many soldiers on all sides, so the German, the French, and the American soldiers, exchanged greetings, crossed trenches to meet, and played soccer together.
Wow. Hmm. Some even took both Christmas Eve and Christmas Day off from the fighting so that they could just have a moment to take it easy.
Right. But unfortunately, not everyone got to do that. Some of the soldiers on the front line, that's sort of where they're closest to the action, they spent the days recovering their fellow soldiers' bodies. So it was quite a sad time for them.
It was. Mm-hmm. Well, in today's article, we're going to talk about another example of peace during wartime. Let's check it out.
Okay.
Reading.
Peacetime at Christmas. Another example of a Christmas peace occurred years later, during the Cold War. The communist USSR and its Eastern European allies had cut themselves off from Western nations since 1945. However, in December of 1989, it seemed the Cold War was over and the communists had lost. That year, the USSR had held democratic elections in order to choose its new president. Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev supported Nikolai Reznikov, but instead it was Boris Yeltsin who won. Yeltsin and others wanted to end the communist Soviet Union. The USSR was falling apart, and Gorbachev had a historic decision to make. On December 25th, 1991, Gorbachev called U.S. President George H.W. Bush, who was celebrating Christmas with his family. Gorbachev and Bush exchanged greetings. Then Gorbachev told Bush about his immediate plan to resign. He hoped Bush would continue to have friendly ties with Russia. The two had managed to keep the end of the USSR peaceful.
So the first sentence of this article says another example of Christmas peace occurred years later during the Cold War. So we have a different war. Ooh, who's the Cold War between?
Lots of different countries, but most sort of prevalently, Russia, or at the time it was called the USSR, and the United States. So there were actually a lot of different countries involved, but those were the biggest countries. And
fight against communism.
Mm-hmm, and they're the ones we're going to talk about today. So let's kind of find out what was happening during the Cold War. It says, the communist USSR and its Eastern European allies had cut themselves off from Western nations since 1945. So as soon as World War II ended in 1945, sort of Russia or the USSR kind of became this big communist force, and parts of Germany and all of the different European countries that were part of the USSR sort of kind of closed off from the rest of the world. And they were allies. These different areas of Europe were allies. Now, an ally is a country that agrees to help or support another country during a war. For example, in World War II, Canada and the UK were allies against the Germans.
All right, so we talked about cutting ourselves off from something. Mm-hmm. So if you cut something off from something, that means you just actually remove a part or separate yourself from. So mm-hmm. if somebody cuts himself off from his family, it means maybe his family is not a very good influence on him, or his family cut him off. He mm-hmm. wasn't a good influence on them. So they said, you're not a part of this family anymore, mm-hmm. and he doesn't associate himself with them. Mm-hmm. So in this case, the European allies don't see themselves as being a same group or as being a part of Western nations. They wanted to be separate from them.
Right. And that's because they have different political views, right? Yeah. Communism and democracy were kind of very different from each other. And for a long time, you know, people believed communists were bad. And maybe the sort of political thing doesn't work very well, but it doesn't mean they were bad people. But that's kind of why they were having this war here.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's continue on in the article here. It says, however, in December of 1989, it seemed the Cold War was over and the communists had lost.
All right, so the Cold War looks like it's over. It's not quite over yet, but things are kind of beginning to wrap up.
All right, so the next part of the article says, that year the USSR had held democratic elections in order to choose its new president.
Okay.
So we have the word democratic. This adjective is like a form of government that's related to democracy and its principles. So democracy is relating to the people.
Right.
So most of the world that's developed has a democratic government, which includes the US, India, France, and Germany. In a democracy, basically you can vote for your leader and each person's voice matters
and is
important. All right, so our example sentence says, everyone should have the right for free speech in a democratic country.
That's right. Okay, even Taiwan is a democratic country, which is pretty cool. All right, but we saw a grammar point in that sentence, so why don't we talk about that now?
Okay, so in that sentence, we use the phrase or the grammar point in order to. Now, we use this to show the purpose of an action or why a person or something is doing an action. For example, in the article, the USSR held democratic elections because they wanted to choose a new president. So we can use this pattern in order to verb, comma, subject verb, like this. The USSR held democratic elections in order to choose its new president. Now, we could also say it like this. We could move the order of the words. In order to choose its new president, the USSR held democratic elections. Now, there's another thing that we can do, too. We can also drop the words in order and just use to plus a verb, subject plus verb, like this. The USSR held democratic elections to choose its new president. Or, to choose its new president, the USSR held democratic elections. Now, sometimes we can even add the word not to the pattern, like this. In order not to verb, subject verb, like this. In order not to get in trouble, Sammy tries to follow the rules. Or we could change the order around. Sammy tries to follow the rules in order not to get in trouble.
Okay.
All right, so in this next part of the article, we have many names. Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev supported Nikolai Ryzhkov, but instead it was Boris Yeltsin who won.
Okay.
Whew, so many names.
Good work, though. All right, so the president of the USSR during the Cold War, that was Mikhail Gorbachev, right? And he, you know, he's not going to be chosen as the new president, but he's supporting somebody as the new president, and that's Nikolai Ryzhkov. But that wasn't the person who won.
Ooh.
So let's find out about this verb support.
All right, so support means to bear all or part of the weight or hold up, give assistance to help somebody.
Right.
So when we support somebody, it means we're rooting for them. We're saying, go, I support you. Or when we ask them for their support, it means we're asking them for help. So we also can use the support in something called support groups, mm-hmm. which is a group of people who help each other during difficult times. For example, some mm-hmm. drug addicts or alcoholics mm-hmm. or single mothers, they have support groups so mm-hmm. people can discuss their problems and gain support. Mm-hmm. All right, so our example sentence says, please help support our efforts to save the environment.
Lots doing lots of good things. Okay, so they've had this election, but the communist person that the president supported didn't win. It says here, Yeltsin and others wanted to end the communist Soviet Union. Okay, so of course, they're trying to end this sort of communist sort of state and make it a democracy, right? And the democratic side of this election won.
All right, so the next sentence says, the USSR was falling apart and Gorbachev had a historic decision to make. Mm-hmm. All right, so we see falling apart. Mm-hmm. They're not doing very well. It means right. breaking up, coming apart. We can also say disintegrating. Mm-hmm. When a country falls apart, it means that its government is unable to control its people or its economy is mm-hmm. very bad. The people aren't doing well. Mm-hmm. People are unemployed. It's falling apart. Mm-hmm. When a relationship falls apart, it means that these two people can no longer be together because they have too many problems or mm-hmm. maybe they realize that somebody was lying. So it just fell apart, wasn't right. working anymore, broke right. up.
Yeah, exactly. It just means there's too many problems and they can't stay together anymore. All right, so we see that the president had to make a historic decision. Let's find out what historic means here.
Okay, so what is this historic decision that Gorbachev had to make? Let's talk about the adjective historic. Now, this describes an action or an event from history that is so important that it will be recorded. Now, that way, it will be remembered for a very long time. That's why it's historic. It's a big part of history. Now, as an example, we could say September 11th, 2001 is remembered as a historic day in American history books. Now, for those who don't know why this day is important, that's the day that the airplanes crashed into the buildings in New York City and in other parts of the U.S. All right, let's get back to our teaching.
Let's find out what this historic decision that the USSR president has to make.
On December 25th, mm-hmm. 1991, Gorbachev called U.S. President George H.W. Bush, who was celebrating Christmas with his family. So okay. that's George Bush Sr.
Right.
That's, old Bush.
That's the older Bush president. So there was another President Bush, but he came later in the 2000s.
Son.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay, then in the article it says, Gorbachev and Bush exchanged greetings.
He made this phone call, right? Okay, so they exchanged greetings. Now, both of those words, exchange and greetings, were taught in day one. So exchanged means that you kind of give and receive something with another person, and a greeting is saying hello to someone. So they're basically, what we said here is they're just saying hello to each other.
All right, so then Gorbachev told Bush about his immediate plan to resign. Mm. Ooh, so we have the adjective immediate here. That means occurring or done at once or instantly. Mm-hmm. So this is a decision that needs to happen right away. This is a resignation, which means leaving the office. Mm-hmm. A plan might need to be immediate because the government needs to affect change immediately, mm-hmm. or it needs to change a lot of people in a very short period of time. So That's it needs right. to be immediate. Mm-hmm. All right, our example sentence for you is, this typhoon crisis calls for immediate action. So we got to do something about it. We have to go and send people or some canned goods or some mm-hmm. blankets to save the people over there.
Right. We've got to do it right now. All right. So Gorbachev, he's still the president of this communist country, but they've just had an election and a new person has been chosen to lead Russia. That's Boris Yeltsin. So Gorbachev has to decide if he's going to basically keep the war going and stay in power, or if he's going to resign. Now, he called President Bush and he said, I'm going to resign. So what did he do? when you resign from something, you officially announce that you are leaving a job or a position in an organization. So it's not just something where you say, okay, see you later. You have to write a letter. You have to tell people. You kind of have to help people, the new people coming into power, do all these things, right? So you're resigning or you're leaving your job.
All right, so let's find out what he's doing afterwards. It says, he hoped Bush would continue to have friendly ties with Russia.
Okay. All right,
so we have friendly ties. Before we talked about allies. Mm-hmm. That's like having a political relationship. Now, a tie in this case is also a connection or relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Political ties refers to being allies, but usually this noun tie... a verb can also mean to tie something, or a tie can be like a bow or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, a friendly tie means we want to have positive relations. We don't want to burn any bridges. We still want to work together politically.
Right.
All right. So our example sentence I have for you is, on August 20th, 2018, El Salvador broke ties with Taiwan. And establish them with the PRC. So that's China. So we no longer have El Salvador as an ally.
Right. Okay. So what he's saying in this conversation with President Bush is, I want to end the war and I want us to stop fighting and be friendly with each other. Okay, so that is a really historic decision to make. And here's what happened. It says, the two had managed to keep the end of the USSR peaceful. And they did it on Christmas,
aww,
which is nice. All right, so they managed to do something. So this verb, manage, here means to succeed in doing something difficult, especially after you've tried very hard to do this thing. So the two leaders could have very easily kept fighting with each other, but instead they made some difficult decisions and kept things peaceful. They managed to keep the peace. Here's an example. My cat hates going in her crate. I can barely manage to get her inside of it when I have to take her to the vet. So you can imagine me picking up my cat and we've got claws going everywhere and meowing and she's fighting me and scratching. This is a difficult thing to manage, but eventually you have to get that cat in the box. You have to take the cat to the vet. Okay, so two different examples in yesterday and today's articles about keeping the peace at Christmas. Now, I know a lot of people don't celebrate Christmas in Taiwan, but this is something that could happen in Taiwan, maybe at Chinese New Year. If you find you're fighting with someone, choose an important holiday, a time of peace, and try to make peace with that person. It's a good way to sort of make peace and be happy at the holidays, right?
Yeah. Good ideas.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we're all finished for today. We've finished telling the story of this Cold War peacetime and World War I peacetime. Now we're going to move on to today's For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
All right, welcome back to For You, and we have a chat question for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, Erin, what's a hard decision you've had to make, and how did it turn out?
Well, a few years ago, in 2014, I decided to leave Taiwan, and I moved home to Canada, and I only stayed in Canada for 4 months. Now, I got home, and I sort of didn't have as much money saved as I should, and I kind of traveled for a little while. My money ran out and I was supposed to go to school, but the school was sort of, the class was canceled. And so I was at my parents' house and I was sitting there and I didn't know what to do. And my parents said, well, you can stay with us. And I didn't really want to do that. I wasn't very happy there. So I made a difficult decision to come back to Taiwan. And it was hard because I had sold all my things in Taiwan. I had broken up with my boyfriend and, you know, things had kind of changed and I didn't know if I should be there anymore. And so I didn't know if it was the right decision, but so I did move back. And at first in Taipei, it was very difficult for me, but I did figure out how to sort of turn it around. I found a good job and I met new people and I sort of became a lot happier. So it turned out pretty well.
Wow, mm-hmm. that's a really, really difficult decision. Yeah. And I'm so glad that it worked out really well. Hmm. So go ahead and talk about the difficult decisions you've had to make and how they turned out. Thanks for watching. I'm Rainbow.
I'm Erin.
See you next time.
Bye-bye.
Peace time at Christmas. Another example of a Christmas peace occurred years later, during the Cold War. The communist USSR and its Eastern European allies had cut themselves off from Western nations since 1945. However, in December of 1989, it seemed the Cold War was over and the communists had lost. That year, the USSR had held democratic elections in order to choose its new president. Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev supported Nikolai Ryzhkov, but instead it was Boris Yeltsin who won. Yeltsin and others wanted to end the communist Soviet Union. The USSR was falling apart, and Gorbachev had a historic decision to make. On December 25th, 1991, Gorbachev called U.S. President George H.W. Bush, who was celebrating Christmas with his family. Gorbachev and Bush exchanged greetings. Then Gorbachev told Bush about his immediate plan to resign. He hoped Bush would continue to have friendly ties with Russia. The two had managed to keep the end of the USSR peaceful.
Vocabulary Review.
Democratic. This country has a democratic government, so citizens here can vote for their leaders. Support. If you really want to move to Germany and go to college there, I support your decision. Historic. Everyone knew they were watching a historic moment when the country's first female president was elected. Immediate. Brandon took immediate action when he saw that his young daughter was about to run into the street. Tie. Though they broke up years ago, Vera and Dane still keep ties with each other as good friends. Manage. Even while going to school and working part-time, I still manage to find time for my friends.